Hey, everybody. Welcome to the New Market Alliance Church podcast, where you're invited to not just attend church or watch church or, in this case, listen to church, but actually go and be the church. For everything you need to know about our community, be sure to go to newmarketalliance.ca and maybe even drop us a line to let us know you're listening. We read everything you send and we'll be sure to get back to you. Our worship service happens every Sunday at 10 a.m. in person or streaming online. We want you to know you absolutely matter to God, and you absolutely matter to us. Everyone is welcome and wanted. Now, let's join today's teaching.
I feel that we have already preached the sermon this morning in the testimonies of the youth and to see the kids up here, to even when we started off this morning with the singing and the worship and the lyrics that we were it was beautiful in here, just saying that we hear from the grave. It's just incredible for me to understand that everything that we do in a service is what speaks what the Holy Spirit wants us to receive this morning. And I hope that you are already receiving the message this morning. One of those messages is that we have to pray. We have to be a praying church. If we want to raise up young people, if we want to raise up kids that follow Jesus, we have to be a praying church. Did you enjoy hearing from the youth and the kids? Is it great to have them on the stage? Yeah, and I feel like we should do that more often, and we need to say that they are a value here at New Market Alliance Church and a priority, and we want to keep putting resources and investing in them. The new multimedia space upstairs is going to serve them even better. There's a picture, I think, of the before. Thank you, Trish, for that. You're going to have to wait for the after picture because we're not ready yet, but that is sort of this vision of before and after. We want to create great spaces for our kids and our youth, for NACE, for our Spanish church to be able to continue to bring them in and to serve them well. I want to remind you, I feel like it's just, I don't know, maybe it's a shameless plug, but volunteers, we need to continue to serve and in many ways so that all of these things are possible. We need you. And it might be as simple as greeting, ushering, our prayer team, singing, the musicians, building, painting. We need you. I think of the kitchen team that served us at Kids Camp. What they allowed us to do was let those that belong on the front line work with the kids in person. And they served us mostly behind the scenes, refreshing us, restoring us. Again, I understand maybe it was a little too much sugar. That's probably my fault because I think camp should be sweet. But they were amazing. And they would not maybe see themselves as being the ones on that slip and slide. That's okay. We're not all meant for the slip and slide. But we are all meant to contribute. And I want to also just say, forgive us, New Market Alliance, when you have offered to volunteer and we haven't responded in an efficient or a timely manner. I never want you to feel like your offer is not received well or that we are not thankful. We honestly believe that when you are involved, this place will become home and you will get to know us better and we will get to know you better, and all of a sudden that family feeling starts to grow. That is the way we build community, because we serve together. This place is not about the pastors, all right? I am a grade one teacher, okay? Just let that soak in for a second. God enables us to do amazing things. Sherry this morning shared with us she had to stretch herself, and God has been doing amazing things. These young people that went to the retreat, I'm sure years, maybe even just 6 months ago, they might not have thought of themselves as being an apprentice at Rock. And now they are headed out into this year thinking about how they can not only learn and grow in themselves as disciples, but how they can share their faith and go meet others in their high school, in their peer group, and train them up to learn and grow in their faith. So important. And again, if we If you have to, tell us again or remind us. I know you put submissions in the website. We're trying to get all that stuff figured out, and it is not because we don't want you. Okay, so I'm just going to be shameless about that. We make mistakes. We forget things. We misplace things. I don't know. There's more things I could go on. I think you're getting what I mean. Some things require an application. Some things require an audition. It's just the way it is. Some things take time to process. Some things we need to get to know you before that is a right fit for where you might serve. And sometimes you have to trust us that we're building teams to best serve this congregation. And so that is sometimes the way the congregation and the staff have to work together. But we want you to pursue God and how He has wired you and offer those things, to contribute those things to the way everything works around here, and to pray. That is something that we tremendously need. We know our kids are under a lot of pressure. We know there's a lot of societal influences that we would rather them not face, but we can't be there with them all day, every day, but we can pray. And Alpha, you saw that video, Alpha is doing a great job and has been for many years to stay on top of the societal trends and the current climate. You can go to that Made for This website and learn a lot more if you would like to. We desire to raise up kids that speak the truth, that love their friends and their peers, that bring them to Jesus, that want to be strong in their own faith, and then are able to share that faith with others, and also be strong in the face of opposition, because we don't want them to be afraid that God will not deliver. God will deliver, and He will be with them in every single situation. We heard the prayer requests this morning from the kids for friendships, the anxiety. Oh my goodness, there is a lot of anxiety at school and about going back to school, meeting new people. What will my teacher be like? Will my teacher understand me? Will I understand what they're teaching me? There is a lot of pressure. And maybe some of us now, we're starting to remember some of that when we were in school. And I don't know if you're looking forward to Tuesday or not, but there's a lot of different feelings when we think about going back to school. We as a church need to become relevant. And I feel that so many times the church has not been relevant in society. And when people think about needing help, I don't think they always think that the church is the place to go and get that. And we've heard great messages this summer about sharing our faith. I appreciated Irene and Di, both of them sharing their own testimony of how someone just did a little something in response to listening to God, and they were the recipient of that. So we know that it's possible. Many of our stories have those God moments woven in. And we know people that took a step out in faith. And that's the reason that we now have a faith and that we have the Holy Spirit working in our own lives. So we have a hard job. Parents, I just want to say, raising your kids, giving them the opportunities they need to grow, your job is hard and exhausting. And some days it's just enough that everybody gets where they have to go and has food in their belly. That's okay. Sometimes that's the bar that you need to accept, that was a good day. And there is stress even just thinking about all those things that start up again. But I want to remind you that you are the primary strategy for developing faith in your kids. As a church, we want to come alongside you. I know Josephine's heart. I know the heart of our team of adults and youth that serve our kids. They want to support them and make this an amazing experience week after week after week. But moms and dads, you have the greatest impact, and you are the front line and the foremost influence that shapes your kids' foundations. That's just the way it is. And so I just want to encourage you to pray, 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 pray. And then there are other adults. And this is the bulk of us, because we are the other adults for everyone else's kids. And we could be praying. I want to thank the Rock leaders, the adults that went on that retreat. It does not happen without caring and loving adults that want to chip in and support the programs and the things that are happening. Investing in children's ministry, Forge or Rock or Tiny Treasures, you can be that other adult. You can shower them with prayer, you can love on them week after week, or you can be behind the scenes. You can talk to the staff and ask how you can get involved. Grandparents, I want to shout out to grandparents. You are an other adult. Shower the kids with prayer. Bless your grandkids, and then bless other people's grandkids. And find out what you can pray for. And if you don't know what to pray for, take them out for coffee or ice cream and ask them, what are the things that you want me to pray for? The other thing I thought of and something I try to do once in a while is not just text someone that I was going to say email, but nobody reads emails. I was going to say text them, not just that you're praying for them, but perhaps text them the prayer so that they know exactly what you have been praying for. It doesn't have to be long and winded. It doesn't have to be, you know, all glorious with verbiage or whatever. No, but just text what you are praying for you today, that God would protect you, that you would feel loved, that you would find a space today where you can see God at work. You know, bless, bless, bless. I want to charge the Rock youth to think about which high schools we could pray for as New Market Alliance Church. And that Alpha strategy is going out all across Canada. Over 4,000 high schools need to be prayed for. And they're asking every church to take two. So I'd like to give that charge to Rock to think about. And we have a network of pastors here in New Market that love our town and that work together. And if we shared that burden, we could easily pray for all the high schools in New Market and our surrounding communities. I want to just share one more thing that's going to ask us to go deeper as a church, and that is as we approach our 40th anniversary this fall. So on September the 14th, we are going to have our launch Sunday. We are going to have our celebration. It won't be Roundup this year, so we won't have the Western theme. But if you just need a chance to wear your boots or wear your hat, sure, just do it. It's fine. It'll be festive. But we're going to focus on our 40th anniversary. And we want to launch with a special service. We want to have the barbecue outside after the service. We want to have inflatables. We want to have a really great party celebrating 40 years of God's faithfulness to us as a church. Raquel and Amanda will be out in the foyer at the Welcome Center. And if there is something that you want to be involved in that you could help with, we're also asking the congregation to bring the side dishes. So we will provide the meat and the drinks and the dessert, but we are asking for families to bring the side dishes. And maybe there is something even cultural that you might like to share with us. Share us your favorite family dish or something that you can put on the table, and that represents, again, our diversity, but also represents us sharing a family meal. So I hope you will do that with us. And then, this is the part I'm very excited about. September the 14th launches us into 40 days of prayer and listening to God. We're asking the congregation to commit to the next 40 days from September 14th until October the 23rd, and every day consider taking a pause and asking God what He might want to share with you. So we are corporately going to seek God for the 40 days and ask Him how He is speaking to us. And a very special project that I am so thankful that you have helped me with. And every day in your inbox, if you sign up for the newsletter or if you would like to receive these emails, you will receive a video every day in the 40 days from someone at NAC just giving you a word or an encouragement or a blessing that will just spur you on in this time. We don't want you to get lost in the 40 days. It sounds like a long time, but they are beautifully done messages from our own NAC congregation, and every day you will receive one. So at the minimum, we're just saying, open the email, listen to the message, 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes less, and pause, pray. Ask God what He might speak to you. And prayer doesn't have to be just speaking. I believe that you will even be more blessed if you just listen. listen, prayer, prayer, prayer. Why are we talking so much about prayer? Prayer changes things. And now I'm going to be really personal. Do you need a boost in your spiritual life? Do you need motivation to step out in faith, to do something that God is asking you to do? Do you need courage to answer God's call? Maybe you know what God's calling you to do, but you need some courage, some strength. Do you need to pause and seek His direction? You're going to hear a lot more about this 40 days, but I just want you to consider taking part, and that you would already be preparing your heart for 40 days of going deeper and closer and just letting God minister to you. It's not pressure. We're not asking you to do something. You know, if you want to fast, if you want to contribute more to that time, please, please do that. But minimally, pause, open the email, listen to the word, and let that minister to you, and listen for God to speak. We know that a lot has been happening in our church. We know that there are tensions about things. We know that we think differently, that we have different points of view. And in God's eyes, I think it's beautiful. He's created us all differently. But as we work that out, church, there are challenges. And we have to remember that we fight the spirits and principalities of the darkness. And if we wish to fight back, it's going to be in prayer. They seek to destroy us and keep us apart. We fight those in prayer, and we fight those together as the body of Christ at New Market Alliance. New Market Alliance is rooted in a heart for community and outreach, and we have years invested in prayer, and we are seeking God in this time for His direction and His blessing to help us with the next leg of our journey. We want to look ahead, and we are so glad that you are here with us. We look forward to bringing everybody back after the summer. We look forward to having our congregation grow again. And we're so glad that you are here to be a part of that. And we're so thankful. So thankful Pastor Jonathan is back. So thankful for his leadership. And looking into the fall, how we will all be moving and growing in this together. So again, if you want to go deeper in your own spiritual disciplines and seek God for what He has for us and for our congregation, I just pray that you will walk with us in the fall and join us for this journey that we're on. I'm going to just quickly pray, and we're going to sing Speak the Name of Jesus, or Speak Jesus. I Speak Jesus. Thank you. Powerful song again that we would just speak Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the reminder that we love our kids. We love our youth. We love the generations. We love each other. We are a family and a congregation that desires to seek you and serve you. Thank you for all the ways that we can do that when we come together. I pray your blessing as we go this weekend. I pray you would give rest and peace and joy in these next couple of days before the kids go back to school. And then we multiply, ask you to multiply all the prayers that were spoken here this morning, and that you would receive every single one, and not that one small request would go unseen or unheard, and that you would continue to honor and hear and see our heart and answer our prayers. We just humbly ask that of you, our Father, our Savior, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.